Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
You know, in this walk, if you haven't realized by now, we are actually in a war against the powers of the enemy. We are in a war against the powers of the enemy. But what's amazing is that in your journey with God, you will fight many battles. And the reality is that you may lose some of the battles, but you will not lose the war. Because if you read the book, in the end we win. Amen. In the end we win. So we're on the winning side. The only problem is we don't understand how to take a grasp of our identity and what God has called us to do and what we're actually able to do in Him and fulfill in Him. And so tonight I want to just share very briefly with you, and then we're going to do something we haven't done before, which I'm kind of excited about. So let's go to Revelation 12, verse number 10. Revelation 12, verse number 10. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who has accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death." And I want to share very briefly with you tonight, because as I say, God is busy preparing us for what He has planned for us as a congregation, as a people, as a church, as the body of Christ. Amen. And so God is busy preparing us right now. And it's important that you understand, when Jesus said, "I want you to go out and I want you to be a witness for me. I want you to be a witness." Part of that witnessing is your testimony. And it's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Everyone in this room has a story. Everyone in this room has their own testimony. You have walked a long way to get to where you are today. Some of you have been saved for 30, 40 years. Some of you have been saved for 3 weeks. Amen. But the fact is, you have a story. And God has brought you this far. And many people say to me, "Well, Pastor Alex, I don't know how to minister to people. I don't know how to reach out to people." Well, I can tell you right now, the most powerful thing you can do is be a testimony. In other words, let people see the change in you. Let them see something different about you. And when you get the opportunity, share with them what Jesus has done in your life. Share with them what He took you out of and how He's changed your life and what your story is and how you're able to do it, because you are a testimony. And you testify of His goodness and His power. You must understand that if you are able to stand in this hour, and if you are able to stand and continue to stand every time the enemy comes against you, your testimony grows stronger and stronger and stronger. And the reality is that you cannot get up if it was not for the blood of the Lamb. So it's because of the blood that we have a testimony. And every single time the enemy strikes you down, when you get up and you continue to fight the good fight of faith, your testimony begins to grow. Your testimony begins to become stronger. And so it is that when the enemy one day then stands and accuses you, Jesus will say, "He is not guilty. He is not guilty, because it's by my blood that he was able to fight the good fight of faith." Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. So every single one of us, we have a testimony, and so many of us never share that testimony. And that's a tragedy. Remember what I said. You don't have to be aggressive in your approach when you approach someone. There's a time for that. There's a time to display His power. there's also a time to just show what's happened in your life by living the change. Is that okay? And then when the opportunity comes, listen, you don't have to tell them Jesus loves you. Tell them what he did in your life. Tell them so that they can hear your story, because the reality is you are passionate about yourself. Believe it or not, but most of you are. Amen. If you're not, you better love yourself, because if you can't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor? I love myself. I think I'm awesome. Oh, some of you are so religious. Oh. You are allowed to love yourself. When you don't love yourself, or you say, oh, no, now, you know, I'm pride. That's self. That is called false humility. That is one of the worst forms of pride. Hey, there are things I don't like about myself too, believe me. Amen. But there are some things I think about me that I'm okay, I kind of like myself. Amen. Because I'm getting into trouble early tonight. Amen. You know, I was thinking, because if you look at the story of the woman at the well, she goes and she can't wait to tell everyone what's happened and how this man changed her life. And when she did that, she changed the entire city because of her testimony, because she had a testimony. You have a testimony, and it's time that you begin to share that testimony. And so what I've decided to do tonight is I've decided to get three or four people, three definitely, maybe four, that are going to share their testimony with you so that you can see what it's like. Now, these guys are all terrified, because I phoned them very late this afternoon and said, listen, you're going to share your testimony tonight. Amen. And then I'll see. We'll see what happens. Amen. So I'm going to start by asking Joy to come up and share her testimony with you. Amen. Let's give her a clap. Amen. It's possible.
I want to start with, if I gave every testimony in my life, I would be up here for the whole evening or maybe 2 days. So I'm just going to give my Vero Beach portion. We came about 3 years ago to Vero Beach, and I had heard from a friend that Vero Beach was for either the newlywed or the nearly dead. And I thought, well, that's about fun. But I prayed the day we were going to go look for a house, and we were just going to go look. And I prayed. I said, Lord, if you want us to be there, we have to see something this afternoon, because we had a little window of opportunity of desire to really make a move. So we wound up finding the first house we saw, and we bought it at the end of the day. And we moved that fast. Lord moved us really quickly. And then when we were here, it was like I was floating around looking for a place to dig in, and we were in an established church that was a little institutional and a little religious, and we weren't getting any spirituality in it at all. We weren't getting fed. So I decided to go looking, and I started, and I did my, you know, there's so many churches in Vero Beach. You could get lost in the churches in Vero Beach. So I was out looking, and one day I was in a bookstore, and a lovely young girl invited me, and that was a great testimony for the ad that you guys had up tonight. I was invited to come. And I put the card in the side of my pocket of my car, and I left it there for a couple weeks. Then one morning I woke up and I thought, I need this. I've got to go. And I came, and I was all by myself. My husband was still in the established church, but he was okay. He was fine there. And I knew I had to be, like, I was scouting. And I got out of the car, and I met Scarlett and Kevin in the parking lot. And didn't mind, my nerves are bad, so I'm just a little shaky. And they invited me to sit with them, and that was beautiful because I was alone and I was afraid. And I came in and I sat with them, and sat with them for a while, for quite a while. And the minute I sat down in the church, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, stay here. And I knew it was real. And I felt just so excited and blessed that I was in this church, in this home. It's really a church home. And I met so many beautiful people. And then I was sitting with all the couples. And then one week, the Lord moved me behind this lovely lady over here who was busy praying for joy. And I just so happened to sit behind her. So it was great because she's helped keep me moving forward. And my husband was healed here. He had a cancer, and it has been, his doctor told him he's won the trifecta with it. Pastor prayed with him, and he has had a full healing. And I don't want to give his testimony because I'll leave that for him for another day. But he has now joined quite a while ago. He joined me, and the two of us have been here. And one thing I love about this church is it's very young, and I'm like one of the oldies here, which is nice. And it's good because I realize now that God has a purpose for us and a destiny, no matter how old we are. And I don't have to spend the rest of my years babysitting and sitting home in the rocking chair. I'm a grandmom, and I love my grandchildren. I left them all in New Jersey to come here, but this has my heart, and they know where we are, and they can come visit anytime. They get a free ticket anytime they want to fly here. But we can't leave. We're in, and we just love it here, and we're so blessed by everyone here. We've met so many beautiful people, and we love our pastor, and we love our pastors, both of our pastors, Naomi and Pastor Alex. And we can't say enough good things about them. And we're just so fortunate and blessed. And my husband is now helping with the build out on the new church. And he's getting doubly blessed by that. So anyway, we're just moving right along. And I know our purpose and destiny is here. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. I'm going to get Nick. Nick, amen.
Hi. I'm going to pace a little bit because if I stand still, my knees might lock and I might be on one of those videos where I fall on my face. So I asked Pastor Mike if I could give the short version. He said I need to give the 10-minute version. So for those of you who know me, this is a testimony in and of itself, me just being here speaking to you, because this is one of my biggest fears, and so God help me. I'll just start from the beginning because I'm only 26 and it won't take all night to tell everything. So I grew up in a Christian home, and I went to preschool at church, and I went to camp every summer, and I remember as a child, every year it seemed like at camp I was they'd make a call and I would give my life to the Lord. I don't know why, it just always, in that moment, I always felt like I wanted to just give him my life. But it never went more than that for me. I never got past that place of, this is how it's supposed to be. You know, I grew up in church all the way until eighth grade. I went to a private Christian school, actually, in eighth grade, and that's about the time I stopped praying to God. And when I went into high school, I completely walked away from all of that. And looking back now, I can see how it just slowly creeped into my life, how I went from, you know, growing up in church to, within a matter of a few years, being exposed to drugs, being exposed to, started drinking with my friends, pornography. There was so much stuff that just crept in. And I don't know where it started, how it started, but it was just there. And it was that way until about 2 years ago, when I was 24 is when I first came to church, but first came to Oceans. But I moved to Vero. I moved a couple different places across the country, for work. And when I got to Vero, I didn't know why, but I fell in love with it. And I wasn't even in church yet. I was just here. I fell in love with it. And I met some people, and I started partying with a lot of people in Vero my age. And it seems that's pretty normal, you know, being in your early 20s. That's the norm, is just going to the bars every Friday, Saturday night. And that's where I was. I was in a place of drinking every day, going out. And that's what I lived for, was the weekends. That was the only time I was ever happy. That was the only time I ever, you know, fit in or belonged, had fun. And it wasn't until I moved in with Grant. And I've already shared this, so I know he'll be all right with me, because it's part of my testimony, part of his testimony. But we had the party house. We had the house that every Friday, Saturday night, everyone was there until 4 or 5 in the morning. And thank goodness for his praying mother, for being a prayer warrior, for interceding. Because he started coming to Oceans. And I actually left Florida, moved back. And when I moved back, Grant and I went to lunch, and I'll never forget it. We had a conversation about church. And it was something that had been just weighing on me. I didn't know why. I felt I was at a place where I couldn't even speak about God. I couldn't even speak to my own brother about Christ and church and all this stuff that I grew up with. I couldn't even speak to my own family about it. I just felt so far removed from it. And I had a conversation with Grant, went to lunch, and I was one of the invites to church. Another one of those. And this is where it all begins, all the fun begins, because I came, it's almost 2 years in January, and I came one Sunday morning, and I'll never forget it. I don't really remember all the word, what was spoke, but I do remember one part of it, and Pastor Alex started praying in tongues, and I had no idea what was going on. And I came back for some reason. 2 weeks later, there was a conference, Pastor Leon from South Africa, and we know how the South Africans are. They're a little crazy, you know, and thank God they are, because I'm still here. And I went all 4 nights of that, for that, and by Tuesday, I was thinking all these people were nuts. I didn't know what was happening. I've never been around it. And I remember Wednesday night, I was sitting in this section over here, and we went back into worship after the word. Same thing, I don't remember the word. We went into worship, and he said, just surrender it all. And that's the moment I was bawling my eyes out of my seat, and I had an encounter with God that from that point on, nobody can ever tell me that God isn't real, that nobody can ever tell me that my life won't forever be changed because of that moment. I could feel the presence of God. I could feel something lift out of my legs. I could feel it out of my shoulders. I could feel a tingling in my arms, and it was just incredible. From that point forward, it's just been almost 2 years now, like I said, of just constant change and constant growth. My family has all moved from California to here. I mean, that in alone is just amazing. That's a God thing. And, you know, it's just one thing after another. Even in those places, a year into it, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I was on fire for God and praying in tongues, and I start backsliding. And even in that place of being backslidden, I found God's love, God's mercy in that place of, I'm so bad, how can I this be? I know all this stuff now. I'm a year in. And I have all the knowledge, not all of it, a little bit of it, but and even in that place, it's so cool to me, because those are the encounters, you know, that they always talk about. One encounter gets you through to your next one, and you know, those are the things that now I hold on to. That's in a place of total brokenness, he shows you his love, he shows you his mercy, and it's just one thing after another. You know, I'm just so blessed to be in this house. And, you know, God spoke to me and told me I was looking for a house a few months back. And I was really down and out, because I couldn't find a place to live. And God spoke to me and said, son, I've already given you a house. And this is the house. And it's just so cool to be a part of where we're going and what's happening. And I'm just so blessed. Thank you to Pastor Mike and Pastor Alex for everything. And praise God that I'm here. So.
Amen. Do you see how powerful it is? Isn't it powerful when someone shares their story and you hear about transformation? Because transformation has the power to change anybody. It can break the toughest guy in a bar. It can break the power of addiction. It can set you free from all kinds of different things. Your testimony, never undervalue or underestimate your testimony. Amen. Amen. Where is Tom and Tara? Amen.
Well, I'll probably do most of the talking. He usually just stands behind me. But we came here a little over a year ago. As a favor, my sister, oh, hi, Mom. She's watching online. My sister called and she said, I need you to go to this church Mom's at, and I need you to see what is going on. And I said, no, I don't care. She said, no, I need you to go. I need you to go. She said, I'm worried. I lost my father. I need you to go check on Mom. Fine. So we came, and we sat back over there, and it was pretty neat. And we left, and Tom said, Tara, I felt something. I felt something. I said, stop it, just ignore it, it'll go away.
And it never went away.
No, it didn't. So we ended up back the next week, and we're early, because I'm always early, and we're sitting out there with our cute little kids. And I said, what is that noise, Tom? He said, oh, I don't know. Oh, I think they're doing a sound check. I said, okay. So we're sitting out there a little bit longer. I said, that is no sound check. Go see what that is. And he comes over to the doors, and he comes back to the couch, and he sits down, and he goes, they're chanting.
I said, they're walking around in circles and they're chanting, and I have no idea what anybody's saying.
And I don't know why we didn't leave. I was just kind of frozen and just like, oh no. So we ended up coming in, and Pastor did an altar call. And I'm just kind of sitting there in my head doing my grocery list, and this is going on. And I'm like, get off of me. What are you doing? So Tom gave his life to the Lord, and then...
Yep.
I wasn't there yet, but I filled out a...
I drug her in, kicking and screaming.
Oh, he did. He did. I mean, I filled out one of those Connect cards in an emotional moment. And Maria called me in an emotional moment. And I said, listen, lady, I said, we look like this cute family. And I'm kind of doing a little paraphrasing here, but we're not. We're a mess. You have no clue what we're about. You don't want us in your church. You don't know what I do. You don't know what my husband does. No, you don't want us. And she says, oh, I think you need to talk to our pastor.
And we did many times.
We did, and we pushed through, and we got in a U group, and I kind of dug up Denise and Scott's yard with my heels and him dragging me in, but a lot happened.
Yeah, they had to replant grass from where I drug her in.
He's dramatic. But after E1, everything changed. Everything changed. It was on. That was it. We were moving forward. And, you know, we were a mess. There's no way to explain to you. If you ever tell me that God can't heal anything you come at me with in your marriage, oh, especially your marriage, bring it. Because anything you say he can't heal, I know. I am proof. I am a testimony. One touch from God. It's done. It's gone. You're healed. He's still alive. That's proof. That wasn't enough just to get healed. Pastor started teaching about going in the city. Get people, and I started going, what he did for me. Now, we come from very traumatic childhoods, very traumatic adulthoods, everything. But I started going, I got healed. I don't have shame. I don't have guilt. I laid it down. It's gone. I want everybody else to have this. I want everybody to know that you don't have to carry this pain. Just lay it down. And so I started at the courthouse, Walmart, anywhere, the Publix lady, anywhere they would hear me. Tell them, you feel bad. You don't have to. You're sad. You have shame. You have guilt. Lay it down at the cross. Don't look back. Maria told me constantly you're washed in the blood, constantly. All that yucky stuff is gone. And we just started. Just want everybody to know, you know, that testimony. I started telling it on street corners. And we grew Helping Hands. Because our pastor told us God loves everybody, not just Tara and Tom, not just Felicia and Scott, not just the pretty people. Everybody, everybody.
Amen. Isn't it powerful? Isn't it powerful to hear how God changes lives? Now, you know what's amazing is I remember all of these people when they got here. And it's just amazing. God is so amazing. God can take you, doesn't matter how bad it is, doesn't matter what the circumstances are, and He can turn it all around. You know, it's always amazing to me because I sit with people and they tell me their story. And they tell me what's going on in their lives. And I've sat with so many different people from back in South Africa 20 years ago in ministry with Pastor Mark. And we used to sit with Satanists. And one thing I can tell you guys, I've seen the worst of what you would consider to be the very worst. I've seen God's love for them. I've seen His desire to be merciful and to change their lives. Even those who curse Him. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen them curse Him. I've seen them. I will never change. And God's mercy overshadows them, overtakes them, and changes their lives forever. You don't know when you're out there sharing your testimony, sharing your story with someone. You don't have to come from a bad past or a rough past. You still have a story because you're still standing today. And you need to share that with somebody. You need to share that story because you don't know whose life you're going to impact. You may not be the greatest evangelist, but you may touch the next Billy Graham. You may touch the person's life who will change thousands and thousands of lives. And you need to know that one day when you stand before God, He's going to show you all these people and you're going to say, but Lord, I never had anything to do with them. And then He'll show you the one person whose life you changed, who changed the lives of thousands upon thousands of people because you were obedient that one time when He said, share your story, share your testimony, because your testimony carries weight in the Spirit. Every time you've overcome, every time you've backslid and you've got up, there's weight that carry that begins to build. There's a weight in the Spirit that begins to follow you, that begins to come upon you. In preaching circles, we talk about the weight of the Spirit when you speak. You carry a weight in the Spirit. And the enemy knows your name. And every time you overcome, he hears your name again. He hears your name because of your testimony, not because of who you are, not because of what you can do, but because of the blood of the Lamb that has been applied to your life, that you now know is the reason why you are able to continue, is the reason why you are able to stand up. I know that I could pass this mic around this church, and there are so many of you that have powerful testimonies, and we want to hear all your testimonies, and I can't wait to hear all your testimonies. But listen, it's time for you to take that testimony and take it outside the four walls of the church and go and share it with someone. Listen, if you say to God, God, I need the opportunity, be careful what you ask for, because He will grant you the opportunity. And while you're standing at Publix, yes, it happens to me all the time. I'm standing at Publix and I'm thinking to myself about this football or fishing, and all of a sudden God says, speak to her. And I'm like, oh no, God. You know, if you ask Him to give you opportunity, the opportunity will come. Amen. Listen, we are building a beautiful church. I'm so excited about it. But we're not building that church to attract people from other churches. We are building that church to take the harvest. Because the harvest is available. There are thousands of people in this city that need a church, that need a touch from God, that need revival. Listen, if I could only allow you, or if I could just, I can't even explain to you what I'm seeing in the spirit of what God is going to be doing. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And you know what I'm most excited about? Is that it's going to be you that's going to do it. It's going to be you that's going to go out and speak and share your story and share your testimony. And that's what's going to change the lives of so many people. So many people. Is that okay? Listen, guys, every night is different. I also want to pray for miracles every night. If I had my way, it would be power, power all the time. But I've learned, because God ministers to everyone differently. There are people sitting in this room that your life will change because of these testimonies. Because now you know that you can do it too. Now you know that you can make it as well. Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.